right. Oh, I can't believe it. I can't believe it. We're on episode 4, season 1 of Vape Talks with the Ghost. And I am your host with the most, DJ Ghost. And we're going to talk about some really good things. I normally have a lot of guests that usually come on repeatedly, but this episode, a lot of people have some issues going on, technical issues, and et cetera, et cetera. So I'm going to be holding it down myself today. Me, moi. Let me get a round of applause for that. Thank you. Y'all know I'm hailing all the way from the North Pole of Chicago. I'm out here in the Middle East, Doha, Qatar, and we're going to be talking about a lot of things here. And I'm really glad to be here, man. I'm really glad to be able to offer this platform. I'm very happy to be able to talk about these issues and to talk about subjects that people don't normally talk about. When you're looking on your IGs, your Facebooks, when you're looking on all of that, you're normally seeing podcasts. There's a bunch of podcasts out, forget about, right? But you're normally seeing like podcasts about relationship stuff. It's either some dude sitting up talking about what women want, like as if he a woman, and he's giving you 1,000,000,000,000, you know, things about what to do to women and all that, vice versa with women talking about what they know about men, entertainment, yada, 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 right? But there is not a lot of podcasts, at least that I have ran across, that deals with us normal people. We're not billionaires, so we don't have the same issues that P. Diddy and, you know, superstars that they normally have to go through or that they have or whatever, right? We're normal people with normal lives going day to day with issues and with trouble, with drama and all of that, that doesn't seem to get talked about. So that's why I created the Vape Talks with the Ghost, to be able to sit up and talk with y'all and really talk about things that, you know, is the elephant in the room. Things that people don't normally discuss, people scared to talk about or feel offended. This is the decade, this is the era of, oh, I'm so offended. You know what I mean? Listen, this type of shit happens every day, okay? Different issues happen every day. Different things happen with people. And because people are so uptight, it's because of the fact that they are not talking. That's what I feel like. I feel like when you're not talking about this stuff, you can't vent. So it's bottled up and people are walking around you on edge. So we've had some interesting topics for season one, man. We really got into some stuff, but we didn't get into personal shit yet, okay? And I feel like when we get into personal shit, it really start to make you think and it really start to make you analyze things around you. And that was the purpose. That is the sole purpose for me with this show. It's not for the cloud. It's not for anything other than I want people to start realizing these things that I realized growing up. For y'all that don't know me, I served 13 years in the Army. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people that's on my IG that follow me on my social media platforms and all that, they know, they personally know me from somewhere. They either know me from when I was in the military. They either know me from back in the hood in Chicago. A lot of my friends that I grew up with, we either went to school together. They know my trials and tribulations when I was a bad seed, a bad kid back then. And then they seen me grow. They seen me come to the military, do my thing there. Now I've transitioned out of the military now for 7 years. We got to get a clap for that. 13 years. For y'all that's still in the military out there, for y'all that's still doing your obligation to serve your country, I commend you. I commend you. For y'all that has retired, that has gotten out and is now transitioning into the real world, as we like to say, because when we're in the military, you're institutionalized. Everything's laid out for you in a way of like this. It's a routine. It's a daily routine. So a lot of time, military personnel, when they get out of the military, they don't know what the hell to do because they've been on a routine. And that could be if you've done 10 years, 5 years, 3 years to 20 years, right? You're going to get out of the military and you're now trying to focus on what's next. And sometimes it's hard. Sometimes it gets a little hard to transition into it. I myself was blessed to go into contracting as soon as I got out. I took maybe a 2-month break, saw the fam, caught up with the friends, did all of that, and went right back to work. That's what we do. Because I know me, if I stop and get lazy, forget about it. I'm going to just chill and coast. So I got right back to the money and went contracting, was blessed to have a contracting career. And I've been contracted for 7 years now, damn near going on 8. And now I'm doing my things that I kind of like to do as far as that I always want to do. I always wanted to do a podcast and talk to people and get people to talk about issues that they're having. And you know, when you're in the gym on the treadmill, when you're working out and you want to just listen to some shit, take your mind off something and talk about or listen to some things that you can relate to, you know, that's what I like to do. And that was one of my things. DJing was my other thing because y'all, a lot of people know me as an artist when I used to rap. So, you know, I'm still an artist. I still love music, but I just transitioned instead of focusing too much on the rap version of it. Now I'm DJing. So I'm still into the music. So a lot of y'all know me from the DJ point. So whatever portion of the many aliases of me that you know, now we're all together on one thing, which is this podcast, Vape Talks with the Ghost, okay? Yeah. Yeah. Yep, 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 yep. Indeed. 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 So, without further ado, let's get into a juicy topic that I've dealt with this scenario a lot in my life. I don't really keep a lot of friends around me. Let me rephrase that. I don't keep a lot of people around me, and I don't call everybody a friend. So, as you know, a lot of people refer to it as they keep their circle tight and whatever like that. Woo, woo, woo. That's how I am. I keep the people that's around me. We need to, if you're around me and we rolling all the time, you looking up and you seeing me and this person all the time, that mean I really rock with them. If you see me just take, you know, a picture here, there, or you see me on a Snapchat or something like that, some type of video or something here and there, we probably really don't rock like that. But if you see me with this person consistently, you know that, okay, this is a person that he rock with, right? So, and a lot of people were like that. So, that's why when I wanted to get into this topic, I really wanted to marinate on what it means to actually have a friend. Okay, so let's break that down, because the topic is, should your enemies be able to be your friend's friend, right? So I had a lot of people hit me up when I had released this topic and said that I was going to do that. A lot of people hit me up and they were like, yo, you know, people got different circumstances, you know, people got different thoughts, people got different things. You can't, you know, stop that friend from being friends with somebody else. Okay, listen, let's start from the beginning and we're going to work to the end of this thing, okay? Because that's where a lot of people run into issues at. That's what I believe. When you nip things in the bud, when you get a clear understanding of things in the beginning, you don't have these issues way down the road, right? So you hear these horror stories of your homeboy set you up. You hear these stories of your homeboy ratted on you. He snitched on you, right? These are things that happen because you didn't nip it in the bud to begin with. When they were showing signs that they weren't a real friend, you ignored those signs and you went with more so of the, okay, you know, that's okay. He could do what he gonna do. She could do what she gonna do. Woo, woo, woo. You know what I mean? And you did not hold them to a standard. People gotta understand that when you have a friend, it's more than just an associate. It's more than just a person that you know or that you see. That standard is different. See, a standard for somebody that you just know or that you work with or that you see every day, that standard is like lower, because you don't expect that person to go to bat for you on certain things. If I get caught, with a murder Okay, if I get caught murdering somebody, I don't expect this person that I work with or this person that I've seen or this acquaintance that I've never even really hung out with to vouch for me or to, you know, take the rap and be like, no, or lie for me or do none of that. I don't hold them to that standard. Most people don't, because that's not your circle. That's not your friend. That's not a person who's been through the hard times with you, been through the good times with you. That's not that type of person. That's a person who you barely even rock with, unless you see him at work or unless you see him in the and wherever you know him, at school. You know what I'm saying? Just somebody in your class. Let's say you're in college and you're in a class. You know, we all went to school at some point, whether it was elementary, middle, or high, or college. If you went to school, you had people in your class that were just people in your class that you spoke to, what up, woo, woo, chopped it up with them a little bit, and then you had your friend or your friends that you hung out with. Those people you put to a higher standard. So that's what we got to start at. When you have a friend, they're in another standard. Now I expect certain things from a friend. So I expect with my friend, this is why I don't keep a lot of friends. I keep certain friends that have proven this standard to me, right? If a friend is with you and somebody is talking shit about you, right? Somebody says, yo, fuck this dude. He's a piece of shit. I don't like this guy, you know, for whatever their reasons is, right? And your friend's there. I expect my friend to speak up and say, whoa, 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 whoa. That's my homie. You're not finna talk about him like that. You know what I'm saying? Let's change the convo. You know what I mean? Like, I expect that to happen. But in this day and age, and in ages way before this, you have the type of friends that are not friends. They're kind of like middle people. They play the middle. So somebody could be talking shit about you. They'll listen to that, probably agree with it, or probably just be silent. Silence is agreeance to me. If you're silent about something when it's happening, you're agreeing to it. And I think we all could kind of say the same on that, right? Like if let's take it for example, like if a cop is whooping your ass, right? A bad cop. They say all cops are not bad, right? That's the thing. So here's where I tend to disagree with that notion. If a cop is doing something illegal, completely illegal, beating your ass, violating all your rights, and that other cop is in silence, they're not whooping your ass, they're not per se violating your rights, but they're watching their partner whoop your ass, they just as guilty or more guilty than the person whooping your ass, because they're sitting there silent about the shit when they know they're supposed to be doing something. So silence is acceptance. Silence is agreeance in my book. When you are silent and something is going wrong and you choose to be quiet and say, oh, I'm not going to get into that, you're agreeing with the shit, because otherwise you're going to speak up and say something about it, right? Or you're going to leave the situation. Let's say you're not brave enough to talk about it, you're going to leave. But if you continue to sit there and you continue to be in the conversation, you continue to be a part of the shit that's going on, that means you're agreeing. That's what it means in my book. You're agreeing. You know what I mean? So when you have a friend, if somebody's talking shit about you and that friend doesn't say anything, that friend tends to just chill and just listen, or you know, conversates with them or keep conversating, they're agreeing with that shit. At that point, you're not my friend no more, because you're going to run back and tell me, yo, we were saying this about you, but you're not going to run back and tell me what you were saying. What were you saying while these guys or while these girls was talking shit about me? What were you saying? That's what I want to know, because they're already somebody who don't like me. And I don't even probably 9 out of 10 times don't even know who the fuck they is. Right. But whoever they are, that means you're agreeing with the shit, because you're not coming back telling me, yo, this person was saying this and I checked them and you know what I'm saying? We ain't fucking with these motherfuckers no more. They ain't fucking with you. I ain't fucking with them. That's the type of shit how we rock. You know what I mean? When you really have a friend, in my book. So back to whether your friends should be friends with your enemy. So now let's break down when we say enemy, right? When we're saying somebody is an enemy, it can be multiple things. Normally, when somebody starts as an enemy with you, they start not liking you for something, right? It could even just be, I don't like how this motherfucker dress. This motherfucker dresses too fly. This motherfucker just, I just don't like this dude, right? But when you don't like somebody, what happens? You have ill intentions for them. You're not thinking positive about them. If you say you don't like a person, you're not thinking anything positive. You don't want to see them succeed. You don't want to see them win. You don't want to see them with growth. You want to see their demise, essentially. Essentially, you want to see the demise of this person, right? Because who the hell sits up and puts energy into not liking somebody, and that's just it? There's some motive behind it. Like I said, whether it's jealousy, whether it's comparison, whether it's competition, whatever it may be, they're into doing something to try to tear this person down because they don't like them. So now let's break down a friend. A friend wants to see you elevate, right? A friend wants you to win, right? If we out here playing basketball, my friend is going to be on the bench like, yo, give them buckets. Score on this motherfucker. Beat these guys, right? But an enemy is not going to want to see you win. An enemy going to be betting against you. Enemy wants you to lose the shit, right? So now we get to going into energy levels, right? We get to go into energy levels. Now, energy is not the same. When I'm around a friend, energy is let's win. Energy is upbeat, let's go, right? But when you're with an enemy, energy's low. Energy's like, oh, you know what I'm saying? You can feel it. Like they're not participating. They're not into the, you know what I'm saying? They're not into the energy that you're in. They're against it and you can feel it. So now we got two things we just talked about, right? We talked about the friend being at a level that wants you to win, and we're talking about the enemy that want to see your ass fail. So now you got the friend that's with you, right? So here's my question. How does the friend then calculate that, right? How does the friend calculate that? And I've heard a lot of scenarios. I've heard people say that the friend is, maybe your friend is already friends with this group of people and this group of people don't like you, but it's a choice now. Now they have the choice. Well, guess what, guys? That's what makes them be a friend or not a friend in my book, because you have to choose. There's no in the middles with friends. There's no in the middles. There's no like, I kind of like this person, but I kind of don't. Then that means you're not friends. That means that's just a person you kind of like, or you kind of rock with them, but not that much. But a friend is deeper than that. A friend means I got your back. It means that if somebody's finna cause harm to you, I'm watching that to make sure no harm comes to you. I got your back. But when you're not a friend, if you're an enemy, you definitely come in to put something in my back. You definitely come in to see me. You want something to happen to me, right? So if the friend is cool with the enemy, it's only right that they are going to allow some harm to come to you. Because if you think about it, why would you? Okay, if you got a friend that you've been rocking with, that you've been knowing for years, right? You got this friend you've been knowing for years, but you're hanging with some people and they're all of a sudden talking bad about this friend that you're with. How and what do you do while you're sitting around those people? Most of the time, those people are talking shit and you're laughing. You're in the mix of that. You might not per se be saying something, but you're in the mix. You're laughing. You're agreeing. Or you just silent like, oh, okay, whatever. Yeah, fuck them. Yeah, that shit is true. Whatever, right? So that's where I see the issue at. I see the issue with having a friend that's a friend with an enemy. Now it could potentially become hazardous to you, because now I just had them to deal with. But now I don't know what you were saying behind my back. I can't trust you. Friendship is built off of trust. Even when you're in a relationship, right, you start off as a friend first. You have to start off with some type of friendship, which means you have to start off with some type of trust that escalates into something more. So when you tell me you're a friend, but you're hanging with the enemy, now I can't trust you, because if you're coming back telling me what they're saying, what are you telling them that I'm saying? Because I'm going to talk my shit, right? Most people, when somebody come to you and say, this person was saying woo, woo, woo about you, right? You're going to say something in defense back. You're going to be like, yo, fuck them. They ain't shit, woo, 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 right? So now you got this back and forth shit going on between you and them. But guess what? You're the one outnumbered because you're not talking to the enemy. You don't know what the fuck the enemy is saying. They are talking to the enemy. They're hanging out with the enemy. So they know all of the enemy's different, you know, plans and motives on what they're going to do. And they're not coming back sharing to you exactly what they're saying. They're not going to say everything, right? Because it's going to make them look bad. If they come back and say this person is going to set you up or rob you, right? You're going to be alarmed like, oh shit, now you're going to know that this person ain't a friend. So they're not going to tell you all the dirty details. They're going to give you the little PG-13 shit to make it seem like, hey, they said this, but it wasn't that bad, right? That's where the issue comes in at. Yami, what's going on, baby? What's going on? Yo, correct me if I'm wrong, people. Correct me if I'm wrong. When you're hanging out with somebody that's a friend, that's like, it just don't go together. Because if I'm hanging out with you and these people don't like me, what do y'all two have in common? Because if I'm a hang out with the people that don't like this person, then I'm probably going to drop that person. Because if I feel comfortable sitting around them and I feel comfortable with how they move, then I definitely can't be feeling comfortable with you. I can't play the two part because that wouldn't make you a real friend. So now we fast forward to these issues that be happening, right? So you see guys go to jail, right? Before they go to jail, they got them and the dude. And they go there to get charged with weapon accessory, you know, this, that, drugs, whatever they get charged with, right? And then they find out that the homeboy snitched on them. So when they held it down and they said, hey, did this person over here, the guy that you was with, did he have drugs on him? What the real friend is going to say, no, I don't know. None of us had nothing on us. I don't know what he had, but I didn't see nothing, right? But the one that's not a friend, that person is going to say, they're going to rat on that person because already the standard is lower. They don't have the same conviction as the other person would have against them, right? So that's where we get into the nitty gritty. That's where we get into the dirt about whether a friend should be able to be a friend with your enemy. Now, let's look at some other things. Let's look at some things that a lot of people was telling me too. Some people was telling me like, yo, well, you can't control who your friends hang out with, right? Your friends can be able to hang out with anybody. Well, that's where we go back to the standard at. Because yeah, you can. That's what happens when you're friends. When you're friends, you know everything about each other. If you're real friends, your friend knows who you rock with. Your friend knows who's against you. Your friend knows who's with you. Now let's go to the art of war. Let's go to war. In any war, has there been a middle person who did not join either side but was there in the war? No. No. If you're on this, it's you got to pick a side. You can't stay in the middle. And that's where I think a lot of people end up essentially getting themselves set up, essentially getting themselves killed. This is dangerous, guys. This is dangerous. Shit, dangerous. Okay? It gets dangerous because being around somebody who does not value your life, man. Like when somebody is against you, that means that they don't care about what could essentially happen to you. Because think about it. Nobody's sitting up not liking a person and not at some point thinking about doing something to them. Whether it be sabotaging their career. Think about it. Let's take it to a workforce, right? You know, you got that worker that's in there that's always like snitching on everybody, that's always telling on everybody, right? Want to get them fired and shit. Let's say that person is cool with everybody, but doesn't like you, right? Your friend doesn't tell you that this person does not like you. This person does not like you because of this or that, but they continue to hang out with that person. So now it comes time where you do something that you didn't even expect, right? Because you don't know what's going on. You don't know what they're watching. You don't know what this enemy has up their sleeve. So you come in to work one day and you don't do the report that you were supposed to do. You put it off and say, I'm going to do it another time. What tends to happen? Now you're fired. You get fired. Your friend is still hired because your friend is cool with the motherfucker. So you got targeted. You're fired. That's the less version of it. That's the PG-13 version of it. Now let's go to the rated R. You got enemies that really want to take you out the game. You are some threat to them in some type of way. You stopping them from getting money. You stopping them from shining. You know, you're stopping them from what? You're stopping them from something. So they want to get you out the game. Now, they already are talking to your friend. Your friend is not telling you everything. So now, guess what? You outside like Willie Lump Lump. You going out to the club. You going out to the bar. You going out in these streets. And you don't know what the fuck going on. Because guess what? Your friend didn't even tell you nothing. And your friend was telling you bits and parts. And your friend's hanging with him. So guess what? Now, there's no shield for you. Because you on your own. Now, you out there naked. The friend ain't giving you all of the jewels for sure. Because if they were, then they would look bad. Think about that shit. If I'm sitting up with your enemy's talking all this shit, I'm not going to come back and tell you all of the dirty shit that this dude is saying. I'm going to tell you like little bits and parts so I don't look bad, right? But essentially, that can cost you your life, my people. It can essentially cost you your life. So my answer to that is yes. They should be cut off. Or should your enemies be able to be friends with your friend? No. Nobody should be able to infiltrate what you have built as friends. So that means if it has to come to a point where I got to say, listen, okay, I can't hear y'all talking about my friend no more. If you talk about my friend again, I'm out. If you talk about my friend again, we can't be friends. If it doesn't come to that point, listen, cut that person off. Cut them off. I'm telling you, it's more better. And down the road, you're going to be thankful that you did because you're going to see all of the... Check this out. A middle person is never the type of person you want to be around anyway because a middle person is the most dangerous motherfucker that you can have. And I'm going to tell you why, right? Middle person has no legions. They don't give a fuck. All they doing is being around whoever hot. So if this group is hot, they going to be around them. If you're hot, they going to be around you. If they're all about what the person has to offer to them. So these type of middle people, they're not going to pick a side. And guess what? They going to play the middle until y'all clash. And guess what? You and the enemy might become friends. And then you know what both of y'all going to do? Shit on the middle person. Because guess what? The middle person ain't loyal to the enemies either. Because they running up going over to the to their enemy, talking to their enemy still. You know what I'm saying? That's a counterfeit motherfucker, man. Like, you got to understand that this shit could get deep. Like I said, we can look at the PG-13 version. The PG-13 version is something simple. Y'all just don't see eye to eye. The enemy keeps on moving along. And y'all just don't like each other, whatever, right? But there's the setup portion. There's the portion that can be detrimental to your life. Could get you robbed. Can get you sent to prison. This shit could get deep. Jealousy got a lot of people in the grave. You know what I mean? And most of the time when people don't like another person, it's coming from some type of jealousy. That's for sure. If they don't know them like that. You know what I mean? So already we have a dangerous situation. We got somebody that's mad. We got somebody that don't like a person. Don't even know them, but don't like them. And is a sworn enemy to them. And here your friend is kicking it with them. Here your friend is supporting them. Here your friend is rocking with them. Get what I'm saying? That's a dangerous thing. That's a dangerous thing. So my answer to it would be no. They should not be able to be friends with you. You should not feel comfortable like that. Like my thing is like this. There has been scenarios where I've had friends where they were friends with somebody who was the ops. Like if you know from Chicago, you know we have a lot of gang wars and all that, right? We used to have a lot of gang shit. Now it's not so much gang shit wars. It's more like personal wars, right? But even in that, that's why you see in the rap community, a lot of rappers, they don't want to do a record with somebody if they friends with the people that don't like them. Why would I do a record with you when you're over here sitting up with people who want to take my life essentially? These people not playing these days, man. People, they're not saying they just don't like you and that's it. People don't like you and they want to take your fucking life. You know what I mean? So that's why you see a lot of artists, they won't even do a record with a dude that's hanging out with the ops. You look at like the King Von issue that went down, right? And the Lil Durks and shit like that, right? So they had to split with the Young Boy. All of his crew was there and they didn't want to fuck with nobody that's doing no records with these guys. These guys don't want to do no records with people that's doing records with these guys. Why do you think that? Because of what I just said. If you're singing around, if you're comfortable being around my enemy, I can't be around you. Because now you let me know that you don't have my best interest at heart. You're more so just about whoever can get you money, whoever can get you the platform, whoever can get you clout. That's who you're going to be with. And that's a problem. Because now I don't know. I cannot trust you because I don't know what the fuck you've been going back telling them. And for them to feel comfortable having you around them means you coming back saying something. You agreeing with something. Because who fuck going to be talking about somebody else? And who is going to feel comfortable being with friends with somebody who is with an enemy of theirs? Nobody is. Nobody is. You know what I mean? So, yeah. You shouldn't be. And guess what? That's where a lot of y'all is getting hurt. Because you stick with these people, you ignore these signs. You have to, when these signs happen in the beginning, you got to act on it. You got to act on it. Real talk. If you got a friend that is associating themselves with people that don't like you, you need to cut that person off because that person's not a friend. That person is just using you for whatever the hell they're getting out of you. You know what I'm saying? And they going back with people that don't fuck with you. You know what I mean? Well, Cardi even had something. She had a track where she said on there, like, if I don't speak to you, I don't fuck with you. You know what I mean? Like, listen, people is not playing in these streets these days. You know what I mean? They never have been, you know? So I would say that the best option is to definitely not stay friends with a motherfucker who's a friend of your enemy. They're not friends with you. Check it out. Your friend wants you to win. An enemy don't want you to win. And this shit's facts. An enemy don't want to see you prevail. Enemy don't want to see you get no accolades. Enemy don't want to see you in no shape or fashion winning. So then if they're sitting with your friend can't want you to elevate. Because how the fuck you going to play that? How you going to be on both sides? Somebody you don't want to win. So secretly, you've been like that because you shouldn't even be able to feel comfortable. That means the whole nine, the whole shebang, when this person came to you and you thought they was a friend, they never was a friend. They never really was a friend. They was just there to get whatever they needed about you, but they already was comfortable being around people who don't like you. So you got to move away. Remember last episode, we said that people, that the rappers were setting themselves up to get robbed or was setting themselves up to get murdered due to hanging around spots and places that they're not supposed to be. If you know you got more money than everybody in this poor neighborhood, why are you going to that poor neighborhood? At this fact, now you just shitting on them. At this fact, you just showing them that, look, you showing out, in other words, in they eyes. Because why are you over here? You need to be stunting with the people in Beverly Hills. You need to be stunting with them motherfuckers. Because that's who got the money that can match with you. It's the same with the friendship. Like, why are you hanging? Well, how are you comfortable being around my enemy when you know they don't fuck with me? You know they don't like me. How are you comfortable sitting around them? What are y'all sitting around talking about? Guarantee you a percentage of that conversation is about me. And you sitting there hee-heeing and kee-keeing with the shit. That's for sure. You know what I mean? So I'm telling you, I have a lot of young followers, man. A lot of my platforms are well received with the younger generation. And I love that because y'all old motherfuckers, we can't teach y'all shit. Y'all setting y'all fucking ways. We can't teach y'all shit, right? What is it? You can't teach your old dog new tricks? You can't. You can't teach me a lot of shit. I'm an old dog. You're not going to be able to teach me a lot of shit because I've been doing this shit for 36 motherfucking years. So people that's even older than that been doing it longer than that. So that's why I love to reach the youth because they still impressionable. They still can be kind of taught. A lot of them is hard-headed, but a lot of them can be taught. So listen, protect yourself. If somebody is an enemy of yours and your friend's hanging with them, don't give them these excuses and shit. Don't give them these passes. These passes will get you killed. These passes will get you in jail. These passes will get you set up. And who be setting up these people 9 out of 10 times? They friend. Because guess what? When the ops was talking about, yo, I want to rob this motherfucker, what was your friend sitting up there saying? Not a motherfucking thing or agreeing. Let me break this shit down to you. While they was sitting up saying, yo, you know what? Today I want to go rob this motherfucker. This motherfucker been showing out. I'm going to go rob this motherfucker. Guess what your friend was sitting up there saying? Shit, yeah, but I mean, shit. Do we have to do that? Yeah, we got to do that. Well, fuck it. Okay, yeah, fuck it. Yeah, let's go ahead and do it. That's what your friend's doing. Because they not a real friend to begin with. Why are you sitting up with people that got ill intentions for your friend? I'm going to touch on another basis, man. Friends that you got to watch these friends that are ghost friends. And I'm not talking about my nickname, so cut it out. So cut it out. You got to watch the ones that don't have an opinion one way or the other, right? In this world that we live in, guys, there's always an opinion one way or the other. There's always an opinion one way or the other. So when you have these friends that don't have no opinion one way or the other, you need to watch them motherfuckers, because my friends, the way we rock is like the mob, man. You are always right. You are never wrong. But after we finish dealing with this issue, now I might tell you, like, listen, your ass was wrong as a motherfucker. After we done stomped dude out, you know what I'm saying? After we done handled business, then I'm going to come out of the public and I'm going to tell you, like, yo, you was wrong than a motherfucker. Okay? But when you're with a friend, that friend is always right. That person is who you rocking with. So that's another reason why, if they're hanging with your enemy, what you think they're doing with them? They're agreeing with them. That enemy is right. Whatever that enemy is saying about you, guarantee you they agreeing with that shit for sure. You know what I mean? But another thing you gotta watch, man, with these friends that don't want to see you win. If you are doing good things, if you post something that you've done and it's good, if you post something that means something to you that is good, and these friends don't like it or they don't acknowledge it, they're not your friend. They're looking secretly to see the sob shit. They want to see the sad stories. They want to see you posting some shit about how life is fucked up, how life is miserable. And then they're going to be the first ones coming. I guarantee you. I guarantee you. That's how you can weed them out too. If when your life is miserable, when you are going through hard times and they are there commenting, they're there liking the pic, they're there supporting you. But then when everything is good, when everything is happy, they're nowhere to be found. Motherfuckers don't even like your shit. They just look at it. Oh, shit. And motherfuckers are happy again. Oh, fuck. You got to watch them. I'm telling you, you got to watch them. There's some type of secret jealousy. There's some secret animosity. There's something, because who the fuck doesn't want to see their friend happy? Who doesn't want to see their friend doing great things? Who doesn't want to see their friend accomplishing shit? That means they ain't your motherfucking friend. They're not your friend, because they should want to see you winning. You know what I'm saying? They should want to see you winning. They should. They should. I don't get this notion of these new fucking quote unquote friends that only support you when you're, you know what I'm saying? Like when there's some drama going on, they want to be involved. They want to be right there with you when there's some drama going on. But when there's no drama, when you're happy, when you're posting successful shit, they ask quiet as a church mouse. Well, I don't get it. Why? Why are you not happy to see me happy? I would be happy. You know, that's like, even like with parents, like I never understood like kids that didn't want to see their parents, you know, after their parents has been divorced or after their parents been broken up, their parents is dating and trying to get a new life and they hating on the mom or hating on the dad, trying to stop them from getting somebody. I don't get that. Why? I want to see you happy. I don't want to see you getting, I get the notion of you don't want to see your parent keep going through drama, right? So that's why you would be helping them with tips. That's why you would be helping them with, you know, watching the person that they are with to see if there's any red flags. But you shouldn't be flat out hating and, nah, you know what I'm saying, cock blocking, so to speak. You should want to see them, you know, get back on their feet. You should want to see them back happy again. Now, we know, like, let's say your parents divorced and you want them two to get back together. That's something different. But if you know they're not getting back together, why are you just hating on anybody that they bring in the house? For me, that I never got that shit. I always want to see you bounce back and be happy. You know what I'm saying? Because even if it wasn't with my biological pops or my biological moms, if you're happy and you're doing better, I would like to see that. Would I like to see them both together? Of course. But I would be okay with seeing, you know, you go your different ways, but being happy. You know what I mean? I would be okay with that. But I don't be getting that shit. But back to this friend shit. You know what I mean? Like, come on. It's stop lowering your standards, man. Friends damn near should have the equal standards as a relationship. When you have standards with a friend, you need the same standards you put up with like a relationship. Like you expect a certain thing in a relationship, right? You don't expect certain shit when you're in a non-relationship type of deal, right? You don't expect that. But when you're in a relationship, you have a higher standard. It's the same way you should be doing with your friends. Your friends should have a higher standard. You should not still accept things from a friend that is like that you would accept from somebody that you don't call a friend. If they are doing the same shit that somebody that you're not even a friend with is doing, they not a friend. They need to be put on a higher standard as well as how you do like when you're in a relationship. You go to a higher standard. And that's where a lot of y'all fucking up in your relationships too. Because when you choose in the person that you actually going to be with, your standard is lower and you're expecting a lot lower than what you would be with somebody who that you are in a relationship with. So if you're lowering it, then at that point, guess what? You're going to accept certain shit that can be detrimental to you. It's going to be detrimental to you. Don't do it. Put that friend on a standard that they need to be on and make sure that they abide by that standard. God damn it. If you my friend, you better ride for me just like how I will ride for you. You know what I mean? Which means if somebody don't like you, they don't like me. Because we're friends. Now, here's what you could do. A lot of people say, okay, what if these are friends that you had before that you've been tight with for a minute and you just became friends with this person and that person don't like them? You know what you're supposed to be doing? Mediating. Whatever happened to mediators? We don't got them motherfuckers no more. What happened to the mediators? So let's say I'm friends with this group and we've been friends for years and I just became friends with you for months. These friends don't like you. You know what I'm supposed to do? Y'all both my friends. We got to sit the fuck down at the round table and we got to figure this thing out. Why don't you like this person? Because here's the thing. I can't hang out with both of y'all. I can't hang out with both of y'all. I gotta pick one of y'all. It's impossible to be a friend with people who you know don't like the other person. It's impossible. Just think about that. How can you be friends with somebody who is not a friend with the person who you call a friend? That it can't happen like that. So at some point, if it were me, we got to sit down and talk about this thing. Y'all got to figure out why the fuck y'all don't like this person. And this person got to figure out why the fuck they don't like y'all. We got to come to a conclusion because I can't sit here and be with you talking shit about this person. And then I'll be with this person talking shit. Now that makes me a middle motherfucker. Who's the worst people to be around, guys? What did we learn today? What did we learn today? We learned that the middle motherfucker is the worst, okay? The middle motherfucker is the worst. Because think about it. I've had situations where the middle person has played the middle and didn't try to bring us together. They just was like, you know, running back, saying this about that person, saying this about me, telling me about them and telling them about me. And then me and the enemy end up becoming friends. And we both like, fuck this middle motherfucker. Because this middle motherfucker didn't show loyalty to you. And the motherfucker damn sure didn't show loyalty to me. So now, guess what? We friends. And we cut the middle motherfucker. It happens all the time, guys. It happens all the time. So put that standard up with them friends, man. Make them act like real friends. Or I'm telling you, you're going to find yourself in a situation where they're going to prove to you that they were a middle person, that they weren't a friend. But it's going to be too late. It's going to be too late. So that's why you got to make sure you nip that shit in the bud. Nip it in the bud early. correct them. And you know what? It's not, I'm not even saying that some of these things are not even purposely. Some people are just not raised like that. You got to understand that some people ain't been in these situations. So they might even be just clueless to the fact of what they're doing. They may think that it's okay to run back and forth with both of y'all. You know what I'm saying? And that they're still being a good friend. You know what I'm saying? They might think like that. But that's why it's on you to put that standard up and say, no, 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 no. I'm not tolerating that. If you're my friend, I don't want to hear what the fuck they said. I want to hear what the fuck you said. What did you say when they was talking shit? What did you say when they said they didn't like me? What did you tell them? That and wait for the answer to that. When you get the answer to that, everything going to be in front of you then. Get the answer to that. You telling me about what they said. What the fuck did you say? What did you tell them when they was talking shit about me? What did you say when they said they were going to set me up? What did you say when they said, next time I see this motherfucker, I'm beating his ass? What the fuck did you say? Because that's what it boils down to. That's what it's going to lead up to. People don't sit around and not like a person and not at some point want to do some harm to them. Right? Even me, I look at, if there's a person that I don't like, that I'm always, because you got to think about this. When you don't like a person and you're always running your mouth about them, that means they're on your fucking mind. Right? It's not like when you see somebody and you don't like them, you're like, oh, I don't like that. I really don't care for that motherfucker. I don't really fuck with them like that. That'd be something different, right? But if I'm always talking about somebody, that means they're on my mind. They're boiling my blood. I'm getting fucking pissed. I want to do something to this motherfucker. Eventually, at the right place, at the right time, I'm going to do something to this motherfucker because I don't like them that much that they're on my mind 24 hours a day. I can't get up and fucking have a normal shower and shit without sitting on a shitter thinking, I can't stand this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? I'm on a shitter thinking about what the fuck this person is doing. That means it's escalated to a higher fucking issue, man. You know what I mean? That's why people get into these issues where they end up getting set up. That's why they get into these issues where they end up getting in trouble. Because this person already proved they're not a fucking friend. You know what I mean? So I'm going to talk to the viewers real quick. What do y'all have? What are y'all thoughts? What do y'all feel as far as should your enemies be able to be your friend's friend? Does anybody have anything they want to put out before I close this thing down? Because I think we touched on all of the different issues. We touched on all of the different scenarios. If their friend has been a friend with these people longer than they have with you, but those people don't like you, what should their next plan of action be? Mediating. They should bring y'all together. If they're not trying to bring y'all together and squash the bullshit, that means they just listening to the bullshit from both sides and they fucking in the middle. They're not really loyal to either one because nobody is going to be in that predicament and be comfortable sitting around two motherfuckers talking shit about each other every goddamn day, right? So we already singled that out. We singled out two that you shouldn't even feel comfortable. If you're sitting around some people that don't like your friend and they yap, yap, yapping, you shouldn't even feel comfortable hearing that because at this point, at this level, when you call this person a friend, that means you care about how they're perceived. You care about who's saying they want to do harm to this person, right? So therefore, you shouldn't even feel comfortable sitting around a motherfucker like that, right? And then three, we already discovered and we already talked about that if this person is an enemy, they're consistently thinking of something that can either turn into something more hostile or can end up turning into some detrimental shit. Because for them to be an enemy, for them to not like you, not liking a person doesn't get better. It ends up tending up to get worse. Where you want to do something to this person, whether it's fight, whether it's curse them out, or some people take it to the level where they want to rob the motherfucker, they want to pistol whip the motherfucker, they want to set them up. You know, there's all sorts of people out here that has different emotions when it comes to them not liking a person. So when you're, it's deeper than what y'all are, what some people look at. It's deeper than that. To be able to be with an enemy of somebody who you feel is your friend means that you're able to see them set that person up. You have to be, Because that's what it leads up to. At no point will you be able to stop it when it gets to that level, because you've already okayed it. And in the enemy's eyesight, you are okaying them doing your friend dirty. Even talking shit about them, you're okaying it because you ain't say shit about it. So that's what we come to the agreements on. That's what I feel. Feel free to share your comments. I'm going to drop the link to the YouTube page so you guys can see and watch this whole thing videoed, so you can listen to it while you're running, while you're doing whatever. This is a topic that you want to take serious. This is a topic that I feel like y'all should go back and get with your family with, you know, even sometimes family members too. Now, you know, we always say blood sometimes ain't as thick. You know what I'm saying? It can even go to that level. You have to watch sometimes how your family rock. Your family shouldn't feel, you know, comfortable being, nobody should feel comfortable being with an enemy of yours. If it's somebody that is letting it be known that they don't like you, is letting it be known that they don't fuck with you, then there's no reason that the person who you calling a friend should be cool with them with. If they have not tried to mediate the situation and bring y'all together and squash the beef, then there is an issue there. And that person is playing a middleman, and they're going to get both y'all into some shit. If not, you know, sitting back orchestrating the shit. They could be even gaslighting it and going back and saying shit to these people about what you said. Because don't think that because you said something about them that they chose not to tell them what you said. Oh, they telling them what you said too. They're telling both sides. So that's something that y'all want, that y'all should think about. I appreciate everybody that came online to participate in this. I appreciate everybody paying attention to it. And listen, the next episode gonna get a little dark, because now I like to give some topics that are fun, but I also like to give serious topics. And this next topic I want to get on is going to be a really good one. I'm not going to say it now because I'm going to make y'all go to my page, Vape Talks with the Ghost. I'm going to drop it again for everybody that just joined online. I'm going to drop it at the bottom. Anybody out in Doha that, again, that wants to hear rap, wants to hear hip hop, wants to hear good music, at DJ Ghost Dog, okay? Add that page and you're going to be able to see all of the venues that I'll be covering and venues that I'll be at, bringing y'all that hot hip hop, trap and R&B music. OK, and now that's it, y'all. We out of here. I appreciate y'all. I really want y'all to think about this topic, though. OK, I really want y'all to think about that topic.